Well, a little girl and a little boy were at daycare one day, and the little girl approached the little boy, and she said, "Hey, Billy, you want to play house?" And he says, "Okay, what do you want me to do?" She says, "Well, I want you to communicate your feelings." And he says, "Communicate my feelings? I don't even know what that means." She said, "Great, you can be the husband." So some people are more emotional than others, right? I mean, some people are just really emotional and some are more reserved. We all know that. But we all feel on some level. And, you know, I just want to say emotions can be a wonderful thing. They can also be a terrible thing. But one thing's for sure, they can be really powerful. And I want to say, you know, if we felt nothing, just never felt anything, well, life would just be kind of lifeless, wouldn't it? It's just part of who we are. And here's the amazing thing. It's one of the ways that we were created in His image, because He feels. We read in the scripture where He rejoices over His people. We read where He is grieved. There are times, well, the Lord Jesus showed us the Father, and there were times that He wept. There's times when the Lord is angry. He has great emotion. And so we need to understand that, listen, emotion is a wonderful thing. It's one of the ways we were created in His image. And I just want to encourage you tonight. I want you to understand. I'm going to say some things that I think are going to sound real different from what, well, I know sound real different from what our culture says. But it may even be hard for you to hear at first. But I want you to just stay with me as we look to the Word of God tonight, because I believe that the Lord's going to show you that you can take control of your emotions. You need to take control of your emotions. Yes, they're wonderful. Yes, they're powerful. But in our culture, emotion has become the key motivation of values and actions and sometimes even spiritual beliefs. I mean, it's so weird how in our culture, people are encouraged to just let their emotions go. Just let it all out. Just go without, you know, if it feels good, do it. And things like, you know, here's where I'm gonna try to bring you along here. Just stay with me, all right? People say things like, just go with your heart. And when they say that, they're talking about their feelings. And by the way, I'm just going to go ahead and get this out of the way. Scripturally, the heart is not the same thing as your spirit. And you need to know that. You need to know that when you read the Bible. You're going to see it real clear here in just a second. But you know, I'm just telling you, though, that a lot of the time, you see, we're influenced by this attitude that, you know, just go with your feelings. Let me tell you what the Bible says about the heart. Proverbs 28 and 26, he who trusts his own heart is a fool. Go with your heart. Not if you believe the Bible. How about Jeremiah 16, 12? And you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, each one follows the dictates of his own evil heart, so that no one listens to me. How about Jeremiah 17, 9? The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Your heart can fool you, deceitful above all things. So, no, you don't just follow your heart, and especially not the way the world means that, because they're just talking about let your feelings make your decision. We got to learn to control our feelings, control our emotions, not let them control us. The end result of lives that are run by feelings and emotion is almost always trouble and heartache and tragedy and problems that weren't necessary. You know, there's a murder-suicide on a college campus. What happened here? How did this happen? Uncontrolled emotion. Here's another road rage incident where somebody driving a car intentionally ran a motorcycle off the road. How did this happen? Uncontrolled emotion. And I'm telling you, as a child of God, you need to know how to control your emotions. Hopefully, you haven't been running people off the road, right? But I just want you to understand, all of us need to learn how to control our emotions. And I'm going to tell you this, you'll be a happier person, you'll have more peace in your life, and you're going to be more blessed if you learn to control your emotions. The world says you can't. You are what you feel. And I'm gonna say this to you. I'm gonna give you this because this is right. When you feel something really strong, it's hard in that moment to just go, okay, I'm just gonna turn this off. It's not that simple. I mean, when you're depressed, the last thing you want or need is for somebody to come and say, oh, just snap out of it. It doesn't work that way. But I'm gonna show you some ways that we can and should take control of our emotions instead of letting them control us. I'm going to say it again. Emotions are wonderful. In fact, I think they're especially wonderful when it comes to spiritual things. But we can't let them control our life. I don't want anybody to think that I'm talking about that we need to be stoic or we need to go back to, you know, this some kind of culture where, you know, men used to, you're not allowed to show your emotion. I'm not talking about that kind of thing, but I'm talking about us living by the Spirit instead of by our emotions. That's our series on Sundays right now, Live by the Spirit, right? And I'm just telling you that so many people, they're living by their emotions. Their emotions dictate their life. And where it really gets difficult is that some believers get their spirit mixed up with their emotions. If they feel something, they think that's the Spirit. So many out of control because their emotions are out of control. And it's just so much a part of our culture and our society. Let's just think about marriage for a second. Marriage is supposed to be based on a commitment. We call it a vow. In every wedding I have ever done, it has in it this vow, until death do us part. And some other really strong things. But I'm just saying, we have these vows, and that marriage is based on this covenant that is done before God in His sight and His presence. It's not based on a feeling, you see, but the world wants to make it all about a feeling. As long as I love you like I do today. I mean, that's what some people's vows ought to be. And what they mean by that when they say love you like I do today, they don't mean love you biblically. They mean as long as I feel towards you like I do in this moment today. But don't worry, baby, it'll never change. I'll always feel this way. You know why there's such a high divorce rate in our country? Well, I know I'm being a little simplistic when I say it this way, but a whole lot of it has to do with feelings. Feelings take priority over commitment. They take priority over convictions. I mean, people will set aside what they know is right and wrong, set aside their convictions because of how they feel in the moment. One of my favorite things is to have a fire in the fireplace or in the fire pit or the campfire, or I just enjoy fire. I love the sound, the crackle of it. I love the sight of it, the smell. And I like, you know, when it's cool, I love that radiant warmth. I just really enjoy a fire. It's a wonderful thing. You people with your gas fireplaces. Here's what I want to say. You see, fire can be such a wonderful thing, but if it's out of control, it's a terrible thing. It can destroy so much in just a few moments. Out of control fire. And emotions are the same way. They're absolutely wonderful as long as they're not out of control. Faith sometimes gets confused as this mystical feeling that can come and go. That's not what faith is. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Romans 10:17, it tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It is choosing to believe, to put your trust in what God has said. It is not a feeling. In fact, I like the old song years ago. Some of you might remember it. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by the word that's real. I just tell you, you get that down in your heart. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by the word of God. It'll help you get control of your feelings. Because faith is not a feeling. That's just a deception from Satan. I mean, if your faith is a feeling, it's going to be tossed back and forth with every wind and wave of the circumstances of life. And here's what the Bible says about this. And I just want to, you know, disclaimer here. I want to remind you again, as I often do, I don't write this stuff. So if you don't like this part, you'll have to talk to God about it. But I want to tell you, He intends it for our good. He says in James 1, 6 and 7, he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose that he'll receive anything from the Lord. Let not that man suppose that he'll receive anything from the Lord. That sounds harsh. But I want you to understand, you see, when he says he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, he's not talking about that you had some negative feelings. He's not talking about that you had some negative thoughts for a moment. He's talking about in your choice to believe or to not believe. And that's why it can't be about feelings. It is about faith, trusting God, believing what God has said. Feeling-based Christianity is just a roller coaster ride, up one day, down the next. One day they're on fire and they want to do something for God. They come down to the altar and they say, oh, I'm going to serve God all the days of my life. This is it for me. And next week they're not here. This doesn't happen once in a while. It happens all the time. You know why? Feelings. Our life can't be controlled by feelings. We take control over our feelings. I love to feel the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like it. I've had those times where I just had goosebumps all over, hair standing up on the back of my neck. I mean, just overwhelmed with this intense emotion in the presence of God. And then there's times I don't feel Him. But here's what I know. He's just as real. No matter what I feel. Sometimes I mess up. And I say, Lord, forgive me. And I want to feel it. But I feel guilt I feel this load. But the Bible says, if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. It doesn't matter how I feel. His word says that he is faithful and just to forgive me. And Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation unto them who are in Christ Jesus. And I want to tell you, see, I just changed the way I feel because I got my mind on the word of God. You can take control of your feelings. I didn't say it was easy. I didn't say it was a quick fix, but I'm telling you that you can and you should. The enemy put his foot on your neck when you mess up and say, you dirty dog, why should you even try to serve God? Because you're just a failure. You see how the enemy will try to use your feelings to beat you down. But if you get your mind on the word of God and believe the word of God, regardless of what you feel, I like to feel the anointing when I preach. I mean, to have a supernatural gifting. But there have been times, many times, when I struggle in weakness. And sometimes, I got to tell you, sometimes when I struggle the most, people will tell me that was the day, that was the message that really helped me. You see, it's not about just our feelings. You know, some people, they only want to enter into worship when somebody sings their song. In the first place, I have some news for you. Worship ain't about you. It's about him. And it sure isn't about our feelings. It's about a God who is worthy of our praise no matter how we feel all the time. And we should make a decision. I'm going to worship God no matter how I feel. And here's what I found, that when we do, the emotions usually follow. I can testify to that there are many times that, I mean, in my heart, I want to worship the Lord, but I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean? I'm not feeling the presence, and maybe I had a rough day, whatever. But I start singing, and I start praising him, and I'm getting my mind on him, and it's not long until I'm feeling it. And sometimes it just turns into a real powerful time of worship for me that started where I wasn't feeling it. And I'm just telling you that, see, so often you do what you're supposed to do. You choose right, and your feelings will come along. It happens that way in a lot of different areas of life. Now, some people, you know, they think, well, you know, if I just do something and I don't really feel it, that would be phony. You got it all wrong. It doesn't matter how I feel. He's worthy of my worship. Phony is to claim to love God who has saved you, who has done everything in the world for you and blessed you. He's with you through everything, and to not be willing to sing and praise him and give him the glory that's due his name, no matter how you feel, that's phony to me. It's not about how we feel. This is just the lie of the devil and a trick, something that has been portrayed so powerfully in our culture, is that your feelings, that's who you are, your feelings, take control of your feelings. Can't base your life on how you feel. That our feelings are just too quickly and easily influenced by the world around us. I read about the helicopter crash that killed basketball star Kobe Bryant. And they said that what happened is that the pilot of this helicopter went into this cloud and he lost his sense of direction and perspective. And, you know, during those times, they're supposed to just focus on their instruments, but it's a common thing, though, for them to lose their sense of direction. And so he tells the control tower that he's going to climb to 4,000 feet, and instead he banks to the left and descends into a hill. And that's how the crash happened. What he felt was not right. He should have been looking at his instrument panel. And I'm telling you that we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, not our feelings. And they're not the same thing. But one of the things that God has given to us to help us during those times when, you know, maybe we're struggling, I'm not sure what the Spirit's leading, the Word of God so often will show us what the right thing is, what the choice is. It keeps us on track if we'll look to God's Word rather than going by your feelings, and then it will keep you from crashing. Have you ever crashed in life? The Holy Spirit will never lead you in any way contrary to God's Word. Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, you'll notice here he says that the Word of God divides between soul and spirit. Your soul and spirit are not the same. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotion. Your spirit is that part of you inside that is born of God. They are not the same thing. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotion. You see, where's that emotion? It's part of our soul. You know, those desires, all of that, it's all part of your heart. And the Word of God divides between the soul and the spirit. It'll show you what's just your emotion and what's the spirit. This is how you can know. Is this just emotion? Or is this really the Lord? The Word of God will show you. I'm going to read it. Somebody needs to hear it again. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see, the Word of God will judge the thoughts, the intents, the desires of our heart so that we know the right thing to do instead of following our feelings. We follow the Spirit, and we always make sure it lines up with the Word of God. And we've been talking about being led by the Spirit on Sunday morning, and I want to tie this together with that, because so much a part of being able to take control of your emotions. You know, Galatians 5:19 through 21, it lists out the works of the flesh, that old sinful nature, and several of those, like hate and envy, those are feelings, they're emotions. But even the others that are actions that come from a feeling or an emotion. And so then I want you to see, so we're going to read Galatians 5:22 through 25. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. Can you guess what I'm preaching Sunday? Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now listen to this. And those who are Christ's have crucified, put it to death, the flesh, that old nature, with its passions and desires. It's by faith they've put to death those old passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. See, if you're a born-again Christian, you don't have to be controlled by your feelings and desires. In Colossians 3:2, it says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. But in the King James Version, it says, set your affections on things above. See, our minds and our affections, one translation, it says your mind, the other, it says affection. They're so closely tied together. You need to understand this about your feelings. Very closely connected with your mind, with what you think. So here's part of the issue. How does somebody get so angry that they do something terrible? They've been thinking this stuff. They have thoughts going through their head that made them angry. They thought about this that happened and what that person said. Or how does somebody get just really depressed? I'm telling you, and don't misunderstand me, I've had the opportunity to be depressed this week. I know my wife has too. Just battles, struggles. So I understand. I'm not criticizing anybody for being depressed. I understand completely. But I also understand that I was thinking about this issue and just feeling defeated and the thoughts. And you see, it's always so closely tied to your thoughts. If you want to take control of your feelings, you're going to have to take control of your thought life. Romans 8, 5, and 6. Oh, we've looked at this one so many times on Sunday, but we need to. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I'm just telling you, if we have our minds on the things of the Spirit, it's going to help us to be in tune with the Spirit and follow the leading of the Spirit instead of just letting our feelings control us. Here's another verse, 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. See, you start taking control of your thought life, and I want to tell you, you can start taking control of your feelings. I'm going to say it again. It's not a quick fix. I'm not telling you that you can always change how you feel in a moment or an instant. But I'm just telling you that you can take control of your feelings if you can take control of your thought life. But the Word of God will stabilize your emotions in the worst of times. Psalm 119, 165, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. A few years ago, some of you might remember, we had 10 acres, and it had a creek that ran through it. And most of the time, that creek would be about 25 feet wide. Well, one day we got 3 inches of rain in an hour. And as the water, you know, the runoff from upstream comes through, that creek got to be 175 feet wide. It's like coming up close to the house. And, you know, I was getting all upset and worried and anxious because I'm thinking at the very least, I knew from previous floods, at the very least, I'm going to have a big mess to clean up. And then I thought about this verse, Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. And I'm just like, how in the world is this going to work for my good? Well, we had had a real battle that year. I had fought this battle long and hard. We had this creeping primrose. It's pretty little flowers that grow out on the pond. But it had taken over the creek and the pond completely. And in that flood, it took out about half of it for me. I'm just telling you, I was like, wow, that was great. Let's do this again. Now, I'm not going to tell you that all your storms are going to turn out like that. But I'm just telling you, it helped me in that moment That's what I'm trying to say to you. In that moment, it helped me when I thought about this verse, that somehow God can work it all together for my good. I don't have to be all upset. And I have to tell you that in one way or another, I've seen that happen in my life thousands of times, where I got upset about something, and a week later, or a month later, or maybe a year later, it had all worked out. God took care of it. And it's just amazing how God does that. But if I just keep my mind on the Lord and His goodness, you know, when you go to the doctor and he gives you a bad report, feelings of fear come. It's one of those times when you can easily get down and depressed. But that's the time that we got to take control of our thoughts. We got to get our mind on the Word of God and not allow those feelings to overwhelm us, because it'll rob you. It'll crush your faith. And as a Spirit-filled believer who lives by the Word of God, we can't allow that fear to take hold. But instead, we take the Word of God and we strengthen our faith. You can overcome that feeling of fear with faith. Use the Word of God.
Right.
You know, we don't usually consider wanting material things as to be an emotion, but that's really what it is. It's a desire, and sometimes women get accused of loving to shop, and some of you are thinking, you don't have to accuse me, I'll own that. But but men can be worse when it comes to big decisions. I just know a lot of the time, men let the emotion of the moment get the best of them, and they end up bringing a car home, or they bought a bass boat that they end up with 7 years of debt because they had a little bit of emotion that moved them and stirred them. And no men are saying amen. I can see that right now. But somewhere down the road, the emotion will wear off long before the debt does. Just saying. When it comes to romantic love, you can be overcome by such emotion that it seems like nothing else in the world matters, baby. And it also can bring you such powerful sadness. Some people get all swept away by the emotion of rage. Right? But you know what? Hollywood, they glorify all this emotion about romance and physical attraction. They act like that's the thing, you know? And look at their lives. I remember when I first got saved, and most of you probably know this by now, I had a broken heart. And after I first got saved, you heard me talk about this before, but, I'd listen to those songs, feelings, nothing more than feelings, trying to forget my feelings of love. If you're trying to forget, stop singing it. Stupid. Teardrops rolling down on my face. Trying to forget my feelings of love. I listened to that stuff. It didn't make me feel better. It made me feel worse. It made me sad. And one day, I finally realized, this is making me sad. it's kind of like one of those duh moments. But here's the thing, whether it's about, being sad over a breakup or whatever else, realize the power of this. I decided that I was only going to listen to worship music. Amen. Only Christian music, and just 100%. And you know what happened to me? I got over it. I started feeling better. I got free. I got healed and whole. I'm not saying that's the only thing, but I'm telling you that was a chain that had to be broken, dealing with those old feelings. And you can't deal with the feelings sometimes if you don't change your input. The input needs to be the Word of God or based on the Word of God. It needs to be something that's positive and that helps you get victory. One woman and her husband weren't getting along too good. He didn't show her any attention. He spoke to her real gruffly, and he didn't seem to appreciate her. He didn't ever compliment her. She felt unattractive. She felt rejected and hurt. And then this man at her job, he starts being nice to her, showing her lots of attention, telling her how pretty she is. And her emotions began to stir and influence her thoughts. And before long, she was thinking, I'm not happy with my husband. I'm going to get a divorce. Feelings are making the choices of her life. What she should have thought is, I made a vow. I'm a married woman. Because love is not mere emotion. Not if you look at the scripture. No. 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it's not rude, it's not self-seeking, not easily angered, keeps no record of wrong. I'm just telling you, it's quite different from the attitude of the world, you know, where love is just this uncontrollable feeling that sweeps over you. It has a will of its own, and one day it may just sweep off of you. The Lord never intended that our reason and choices would be dominated by feelings. Instead, He wants our choices to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So often, lives are destroyed by decision based on emotion. In fact, it is unwise to make an important decision when you're real emotional. You need to give it a day. Sleep on it, as the world says. I mean, even the world is smart enough to say sleep on it sometimes. You know what I mean? Before you make that big purchase or you do something dumb, sleep on it. But how about pray about it? Guy gets all mad because his employees aren't doing what he's supposed to do. He's going to fire this guy. I'm going to have to hire two to replace him, but I'm mad. That's called dumb. Cool off. Quit your job because your boss did something that made you mad. You may be going out of the frying pan into the fire. I'm preaching really good right now. You don't let feelings make your choices. You pray about it. You calm down and you wait until you feel like you've prayed through and you let the Lord lead you and guide you. Feeling all lonely? Don't hook up with somebody. Don't make that big purchase just because you're excited. Let the dust settle. You base your decision on wisdom, the wisdom of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, it's about to get ugly. I want you to know this preacher is not after your money. In fact, I'm going to tell you what most preachers will not tell you. Do not give because you are emotionally stirred. That is a manipulation and a tactic of the world. We're going to show you pictures of little children, and we're going to show you some sad things, and you need to give. And we're going to talk about this thing and this thing and try to move you with your emotion. Do not give because of emotion. You give in obedience to God. I'm telling you, you give to the wrong things and the wrong people when you give because of emotion. You're being manipulated. And there's a whole lot of preachers that do it. It happens in churches and on TV and on the internet every stinking day. Obey God in your giving. You pray about it. You follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't be moved by your emotion. Emotion is wonderful, okay? But it shouldn't make your decisions. I hope you feel good about your giving. But you ought to feel good about it because you believe this is what God wants me to do. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. Don't just be stirred in some way. By the way, I think this has been covered, but I'm going to say it again because it's such a big issue for so many of us. When you're really angry, you make sure you have time to pray before you deal with that person, especially if it's your child. Train them, discipline them, but you do it out of love and obedience to God's word, never because you're mad. One of the emotions I personally struggle with is frustration. Struggling to accomplish certain things or feeling irritated. People don't do what I want. But the Holy Spirit, He brings peace and long-suffering. You see how the Lord can help us with our feelings? We can't let them control us. Carmen told me one day she was just feeling overwhelmed with what she needed to get done. And she read the scripture, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And then she immediately thought about the scripture, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." She didn't feel overwhelmed anymore. I'm just telling you, there's a way to take control of your emotions. Be anxious for nothing, Philippians 4:6. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus." Well, we got to keep going. Verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, lovely, things of good report, if there's any virtue, anything praiseworthy, meditate or think on these things." I'm just telling you, you can do this. I just want to close with this. One of the things that we did tonight and we need to use more in our personal lives is just to praise the Lord, just to bless the Lord. You know, there's so many scriptures. Psalm 34:1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." You know, let me give you this one and, well, okay, this one and one more. Hebrews 3:17-19, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls," what are you going to do? "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength." That's taking control of your emotions. Listen to what David says. Psalm 42:11. "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me?" Yes, it happened to King David. It happens to us all. You got to deal with it. Look what David says next. He says this to his soul. "Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." He turns it around. Just by getting his mind on the Lord and praising the Lord. Stand with me. I'm going to pray and let you be dismissed.